Hi, it's Nancy Earle, and welcome to Nancy's Psychic View on the High Road to Humanity. And I am so blessed today. We have Michelle Fried here today. And Michelle, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, Michelle's a cool person. I'm going to read her bio real quick before we get into it. Michelle Fried is a talented and certified remote viewer. So she's going to talk to us, you guys, about remote viewing. She's also an instructor with expertise in controlled remote viewing. She has completed programs through organizations like the APP, Right Hemisphere, and Intuitive Specialist, and received additional training from Joe McMunn-Eagle. Hopefully
McMunn-Eagle.
Oh, is that right? I don't want to botch it. Michelle is an active member of IRVA and has conducted notable research in the field of remote viewing. Now, she's also done exceptional work and been recognized for and won prizes for a lot of her journaling, her publications. And I just want you guys to know that she brings me a lot of the talent for the show here. And she has appeared in documentaries, The Third Eye Spies, and on an episode of Ancient Aliens. She's also associate producer of the documentary Flash of Beauty, Paranormal Bigfoot. So we're going to ask her about that. You guys, she was a seasoned producer on Art Bell's show, and that is just so amazing. So I just cannot wait to hear your story. And I guess that's my biggest question. You're a psychic, and you also do hypnotherapy, and you also do remote viewing. I mean, how did this all start? I just want to hear your story, Michelle. Tell us your story.
So I think what happened was, I'm trying to think of the order. I think that I went through a divorce and I was a stay-at-home mom for the whole marriage. And my background was in marketing, but I wanted to do something a little different. And so I took my kids on a road trip for the whole summer. So it was like 9 weeks. We packed up the minivan. The GPS, and we just traveled all the way to the West Coast and all the way to the East Coast.
Wow.
And we connected with a friend of mine from high school.
Okay.
And she has written 3 books on psychic development. Her name is Deborah Lynn Katz. And she said, you know, Michelle, you should take my class. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, 'cause I was not into any of this. And, she's like, yeah, you should take my class. I think you're really intuitive. And I'm like, I don't know. Don't you have to be born with it or something? I don't know. And she's like, no, just take the class. I'm like, fine. So I took the class and I noticed that all these things were happening that I got tired of explaining away. You know, like, how did I do that? How did I know that? It kept happening. And finally, it just wore me down. I'm like, okay, it is what it is. And so when I got home from this trip, I thought, you know, I live in the Chicago area and there's not a lot of woo-woo people. They're not very into psychic. It's kind of a very conservative area in Chicago. And I'm thinking, what can I do to make some money that would be kind of along the lines of where I'm going? And that's when I looked into hypnosis, and I remember calling the teacher and saying, is hypnosis spiritual? Because I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
And after the class, after I went through all the training, she must have remembered, because she came up to me and she said, so is it spiritual?
Oh, I'm my, like, gosh.
Is it? Yeah, it's spiritual. You know, we learn past life regressions. We learn how to help people really transform their lives. And there's a lot of intuition. And I learned how the brain works. And then when I started to learn about remote viewing, I want to know, like, I love the science. And I wanted to know how, like, it's not good enough for me to know, yeah, we're psychic. I want to know, how does it work? What's going on? And so I figured it out, you know, I did a lot of studying about how the brain works and what's going on and what is remote viewing and what is psychic and all this stuff, and sort of kind of put it all together to where it makes sense. And now I'm teaching other people so that they understand what's happening and what's going on. So much a quick and dirty story.
I'm with you. I think it's cool. That's how I feel. I've been connecting for a while to Source, and now I'm teaching how to connect to your angel and how to connect to your guardian angel and all of that. And once you learn to do this stuff, I can totally relate. Then you want to tell everybody. You know, you're like, oh, did you know that you can actually create your own life and these kind of things? And yeah, so I get you completely. Now, as far as remote viewing, I'll just tell you what I feel, and I want to know, because there's a lot of people out there that don't know anything about remote viewing. And I've had a couple people on the show, but nobody as well versed as you, I don't think. I've always been a little nervous, I'll just be honest about it. She's going to laugh at me here, but I'm honest, I'm upfront. Because I did have somebody on my show and they were a remote viewer, and I was getting ready and I'm very psychic and they were watching me. And I think it kind of freaked me out because I am psychic and I am an empath and I know. And I was kind of bugged. I was almost like, that's not cool. So that, and I know, please don't, take offense or anything, but that's been my experience. So what do you talk to us about this?
So I think that there are good and or positive and negative sides to everything we do.
Okay.
Even in hypnosis, there's this kind of hypnosis where you can, if you get somebody that's not trustworthy, that's why you have to be really careful in this world, because there could be people trying to take advantage of you because they understand how powerful these modalities are. And they really work,
I know.
and they really can take advantage. And there is, in remote viewing, the kind of remote viewing I do is usually scientifically based and project based.
Okay.
So we put everything around, like encompass it in an intention. So
Okay.
we work on projects. So I've worked, I've been doing it for over 10 years now.
Okay.
And I've been working with NASA. I've been working with Homeland Security, detectives, all different, and then even professors and universities and helping to find missing people. So I really have this idea that I want to be very productive with what I'm doing. I want to be helping people. I don't want to be, peeping Tom
Oh
on.
yeah, you're very professional. Now that I okay, so I understand. You're very professional. You're helping find people. You're helping humanity is what you're doing. You're using this skill to help humanity, which is a wonderful thing. But yeah, have you run across, so that has been my experience. So see, I've got this like, oh my God, I don't, that freaks me out. I've got myself walking around turning papers over and stuff in my house, Talk about
Yeah, I
this.
mean, there is an angle of in remote viewing in our military that use remote influencing, and so there is that element. But we do not teach anything. If we're looking, say we're gonna go and do some esoteric targets, which are really fun, like we're gonna go look at aliens if there's a base on the moon, or all these different, if there's Bigfoot and all that stuff. I always surround it by benevolence, like kind ones. We're not going after anything with a bad intention. And in terms of influencing, we're turning influencing into remote healing. So there's an element, another kind of training where we focus on healing people or locating the origin of some kind of, some kind of illness or something that's going on with them. We're looking for the origin to try to help them with it.
I
And
love
it's
it.
done on pen and paper, sitting with a protocol. Everything is done, in a protocol, like a scientific paper.
Gotcha. It should be called remote healing.
There is one we call it MedApps, which is remote healing. And then you have remote viewing, which is the other kind. So, yeah.
Thank
Yes,
you for this. Thank you, because I needed to understand, and the audience wants to understand. People get all freaked out about this kind of stuff. I'm just, it's really cool that you're doing this work. So now I'm curious. So out of all these places that you remote viewed, I mean, what was the most surprising or amazing place that you have remote viewed? Can you share anything like that with us?
I mean, everything we do is always takes me down a path I wasn't expecting.
Okay.
It's just, in my class, you jump in and you're already start remote viewing by the second session of the class. And you're doing all these cool things because I feel like if you don't do it, you don't understand it. You
Right.
have to have the experience to understand what it's like to get this information. So one story is I would, and here's another very, very important part and
Okay.
what makes more on the scientific. It's not perfect science, but it's hard to measure this with the tools that we have in the science world because we're talking about intangible things. So it's hard to
Right.
measure them. So as close as we can to keeping it honest. So one of the things that we do to prevent biases is we do not tell the viewers what they're viewing.
Okay.
They have no clue. So if I target my students on the pyramids, I don't tell them that. I say, focus on a location and describe. And that location can be anywhere in the world. And all of a sudden, they start sketching out these triangles, or they start sketching out structures, man-made structures, and sometimes they'll get water, and sometimes they'll get energy. So
Michelle, let
we.
me stop you. So, are you, and I just want to interject or ask you a question here. So, when you do this, are you just putting the intention out there? Is that what this is? You're putting the intention of the pyramids out there, and then you're saying, okay, you guys, I've put the intention out there. Now pick it up. Is that what you're doing?
So let me, I'll show you what I'll try to explain what it looks like. What
Okay.
it looks like is you have a manager and a viewer, and you
Right.
can have a few viewers, okay? The manager sets up the target. The manager says, I want our viewers to look at the pyramids.
Okay.
So what he does is he writes on a piece of paper or types in the computer a secret question, like, sketch and describe the current or sketch and describe the origin of the pyramids, who built them. Okay, they'll put that down and then they're going to give it a random number. Just pick up a bunch of numbers, eight numbers, and then just identify this question as number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, for example. You take that number and we give it to the viewers, but we don't give them the question. We
Okay.
just give them that number. Then they're taught to follow a protocol which goes through four phases. First you do this, then you first you cool down, get into a place of, like a blank slate, and then
Zen mode, yeah.
and then you kind of create your body like an antenna and you engage in all your senses. So you're going to ask yourself, what do I see? What do I taste? What do I smell? What do I feel? What's in front of me? What's below me? What's above me? And we teach them that we don't want to name anything. We just want to describe it. And
Ah.
the reason we do that is for, I use this example all the time. So if I tell you that I'm perceiving something that's red, shiny, and round, my left brain, this is where the brain comes in, the left brain, which is responsible for analytical thinking, the left brain finds patterns and then designates what it is. But we're engaged in our right brain when we're psychic or we're anytime that's right brain.
Right.
The right brain, it doesn't know language and it only knows what things feel like or symbols or anything like that. So the left brain is trying to extrapolate the information and try to explain what it is. So if I say something's red, shiny, and round, you're going to go like, doo, 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 doo. Oh, an apple.
Right.
But if we're looking for a missing person, unless that missing person is near a fruit basket, that's not going to be helpful. Because when we're saying red, shiny, and brown, we could be talking about a truck. And that would be really important for us to know. Oh, there's a suspicious red truck near the missing person. So that's what the viewers do. They're trained to describe things by using all their senses.
I love it.
So they're projecting their subconscious to the location, and then they're there, and then they're like, okay. And they try to get what's interesting here. And then they just describe it and they sketch things out. And then they turn in their paper, and then we analyze the paper, and we notice, like, oh, look at all the information we're getting. And then we put it together. So it doesn't really look like, you know, you don't jump in and go, oh, it's the pyramids. Usually you don't really know at the end that you are viewing. You might have a suspicion, I think I'm doing the pyramids, but because you don't know what your question is, you get what you get.
Wow. Thank you. What a cool.
Kind of help a little?
Yeah.
I don't know.
A lot. Thank you. This is really interesting. How rewarding this must be to be able to help NASA, to be able to help, you know, the police department to find missing persons. You know, that must be very rewarding. I want to talk a little bit about your producing and your work with Art Bell and your work with the, you know, I know you're also a part owner of a radio station. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're on hold on that though. I'm just going to say we're on hold right there because the host of the show and I got so busy with our other things that we had to kind of pause our network.
Gotcha.
We will probably put it back in, I don't know, like in the next year or two.
Cool.
But right now I'm working with Fade to Black with Jimmy Church. I don't know if you're familiar with
Yes.
him.
Yes.
So I am his producer for his show. And then I also do LITM Media producing our own podcasts for people, and then also help them with their social media, which is my background in marketing. So
yeah.
I'm actually getting to do all that with a bunch of clients.
Yeah, you are just, wow, you've got a wealth of information. You know, you do mention a few things in the notes that you sent me. I'm curious about a couple things. One is about orbs, just because I'm teaching an angel class right now, and I did a little bit about the orbs in my last class. And I just want to know what you've discovered, if you wouldn't mind sharing.
So this is really, oh my gosh, this is one of these sessions that I've done thousands of sessions and some of them stick out. And this one really did. Are you familiar with East SETI Ranch? It's in Washington. James Gilliland. He used to be like a big Art Bell guest.
Yeah, okay, yes.
Back in the day. And he lives by Mount Adams and he has a bunch of land there. And you go there and there's like all these chairs set up and you just do sky watching all day long.
Oh my
You
God.
know, it's a camping type environment. It's not like, you know, first class anything, but it's really cool experience. And Mount Adams is like 14 miles away and you get right a beautiful view of it. It's amazing. So me and a bunch of friends were there. In fact, this was the week that we were shooting the Ancient Aliens episode. And a girl came up to me and my friend and said, would you guys remote view something for me? And we're like, don't tell us what it is. And she said, okay, I won't say anything. I said, okay. So we sat down, it took about an hour and we did sessions, full sessions. So I was like having the weirdest experience because, again, I had no clue. Just some random lady came up and said, can you remote view something? We had no, it could have been anything.
Okay.
And the thing is like your right brain we'll kind of get metaphors and things like that. You have to kind of figure out everything. So I was getting this kind of, first of all, I was describing a cell. It looked like a cell, and it was like moving through channels, like a bloodstream. And it kept moving. And then I asked myself, like, tune in more to this like cell. What is a cell? Get more information, I was telling myself. And I was getting that this cell, which I think is the orb, is an entity with a consciousness. And I got that there's no end and no beginning.
Oh,
I
I
was like, what the heck? You know,
love
what I'm thinking is I'm talking about blood and maybe it's this lady's health. I don't know what, I have no clue. So she comes up and we give her our sessions, and she goes, this is what I want to do to remote view. So she shows us a picture of herself dancing in a field with a whole bunch of orbs all around her.
my God.
And I was like, oh my God, the orbs are entities. They're like consciousness. They have no end and no beginning. Are. They just are.
Well, and I've always felt they were angelic or souls, taking, that's the form that maybe a soul would take, a past loved one, or angels maybe were dancing with her, is what I kind of picked up, something like along the, along those lines.
Yeah, my impression was that they were actually
What do you think?
another species. Like, that
Really?
was my impression from my session. Like, I
Really?
didn't feel like they were part of us. They were like something alien, something else that we're here. Like, I
Okay.
don't know.
No, that's
That's just what
cool.
I was getting. I have no evidence. I'm just,
No,
that's
I
my,
mean,
isn't that crazy?
well, it is crazy, because I just think of energy, because I wrote a book on energy, and I think about energy, and I work with energy, and so I just think, that when like your loved ones pass, they can take any form. But now I'm looking at it differently. So maybe they are their own little thing, keeping an eye on us out there.
I
I don't.
know. It seems like there's
Well,
this little, because I was also thinking, like, mushrooms are spores from outer space. They're not indigenous to our planet. They came from outer space, and it's like, huh, well, I guess it's not such a far stretch that orbs could also be
from outer
visiting us.
space.
I mean, that would be a good way to be able to travel, and no beginning and no end, then for them, like, it could take millions of years to get anywhere because they just are. I don't know, but we're making up a whole story here. We're just creating a whole story. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the orbs.
I think you're expanding my mind here on this one. All right. Okay, I have to ask, because I don't know, and forgive me. Who is Skinny Bob?
Skinny Bob, so you could use, it's on YouTube. And I
I'm
think it was
sorry, you
a,
guys. I don't know who this is. Okay.
it's an alien, it's a video that is surrounded by mystery. So nobody can figure out who uploaded it onto YouTube in the 90s,
In
I
the
think in the 90s.
90s. Okay.
The information they got was that it was Russian, somebody from Russia.
Okay.
And what it is an actual image of an alien. And it doesn't look like it was Photoshop. A lot of people were not able to debunk it. And so it's just really interesting. And so our manager at the time we were in training actually gave us that as a target. We didn't know that was a target, but that was it. And so we got a whole bunch of information about, I mean, I think I even put on my thing that it was alien, but I was very tuned into the emotions of this thing. It was feeling anger and frustration and lonely, and it felt like it was abandoned. I was getting
Lost. It was
oh,
lost.
it was lost.
That's what I get. Sorry. I just have to throw
Yeah,
that. I can't
that's
help it. Yeah, it was lost.
exactly what, yeah, that's what, that was my impression.
God bless.
So, but you can look it up. The actual, I should give you the link, but it's on John Vivanco's YouTube channel. It'll show our session. He did like a documentary on our sessions, so he'll show little clips of our sessions and then give a narration of the information that we got on that. It was really crazy,
Wow.
crazy.
Okay, now tell me, I believe that Bigfoot is real. I'm just going to say that. My gut feeling on this that there is, they've hidden because of humanity, because of the cruelness of humanity. What do you pick up on Bigfoot, or what did you find out?
So I was in another practice session with my friend that we practiced together, and so he gave me a target, and we were doing a session with monitoring. So monitoring is where you're sitting. We were actually on Zoom like we are now, and he was just we were speaking it instead of writing everything down. So he has to be very careful not to clue me in. So you have to be very trained not to, get me go, on a track. So anyway, the first thing I did was I was getting an impression of a subject, and the first thing was a female. But it contradicted because I felt like this female was humongous. And I kept saying, maybe it's a male. I wanted to change my mind, but something inside me would not let me change my mind. I'm like, no, it's a female. It's like a basketball player. I kept saying, like a basketball player. And then my partner said, well, I want you to stand up and blend with the subject. And I'm like, okay. So I stand up and I felt like I was, because I'm 5'2". This thing was like 6 feet, so I felt like I was really standing up. And I like touched my arm and I felt like I had to go like way down. I'm like, this woman is humongous, And then I was like, and she's very hairy, And I kept going on and on, and finally
Was she happy?
what ended up happening is I was describing that, and then my session kind of took a pivot, and I started describing a whole society because I was suspecting when I said the hairy, I think this is Bigfoot. I wasn't sure, but I was pretty sure. And then I'm like talking about the whole society of children and
Oh no.
walking. Like being hidden in sight, that they can cloak themselves, that they were not of this earth. I
Okay.
mean, these were all the kinds of things. They blink in, they blink out. Those are the kinds of things. So it turned out that I was viewing the Patterson-Gimlin footage. And what's really interesting, are you familiar with
Yeah,
that?
I am. That's interesting.
They believe that that Bigfoot in that picture is a female because they can identify the boobies.
Right. Right.
I was like, huh, because I didn't want to switch my mind to a male.
The male.
I saying I'm female, so I'm like, this has to be real. This has to be
So
real.
you got that they're not from here. You got that they can cloak themselves so that, and that's why they've been able to survive and be okay.
And there's a whole society of them. I was getting like it did, it did feel, what I recall is that it felt like some kind of like indigenous people that, like, if I didn't know they were Bigfoot or suspect they were Bigfoot, I would have said indigenous people,
Right.
excuse me, indigenous people that live on the land, but they're not indigenous to here. I don't know. It was weird. It was a weird
I wrote down a
session.
couple questions for you. Hope you don't mind.
No.
Okay, so what has surprised you the most over the years? Like with the ETs, I guess, with the extraterrestrials. What has been like your biggest surprise?
My biggest surprise about the ETs. I think the fact that there are a lot, that I think what has come to me is understand, or not even totally understanding, how old the Earth is, like getting the grasp of, we're not the, like, we were only here for a blink, you know, that there had to be something going on way before we came. And, you know, so it makes sense to me that there were other people here. You know, I'm actually one of these people that believe that there was life on Mars, and Mars was, you know, going through kind of what we're going through now, and Mars jumped to Earth. You know, have you ever seen the show, what was the name of it? It's like, it's a documentary on the History Channel, I think, and it talks about what would happen, life without people, and it shows like entropy of the world, like how everything breaks down. Because I was kind of hung up with this idea that, well, if there were people on Mars or whatever, we would see something left there.
Right.
But you see this show about life after people, they actually show like what happens after 100 years, 1,000 years, 1,000,000 years. By 1,000,000 years, there could be nothing,
Right.
nothing, no evidence. And so that is what brought me over. That's what fascinated me about the idea that there could be aliens, you know?
Well, but didn't they have issues because of artificial intelligence and they went that way? Isn't that what they, I mean, I've heard that. So let me get your take on that. What's your take on this situation? I'll just tell you my feeling. I like artificial intelligence for certain things, but it has to be controlled because I feel like we're not even connected to the divine. That's why I teach people to connect and teach people to connect to the earth energies, teach people to connect to their angels because we're not even connected in that way. And then they're trying to artificially connect us, which totally bugs me. Do you know what I'm saying? So what's your feel on this whole situation? Because you know the difference between real connection and artificial.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I don't think, I mean, I agree with what you're saying, but in terms of, you know, Mars and Earth and all that, I think it was an actual scientific reason, an astronomy reason. I think
Okay.
that we had maybe a solar flare came and wiped off the atmosphere of Earth. I think it was kind of a scientific explanation, of some sort, that maybe they were wearing the, like we are doing here, like, you know, we're taking advantage of, you know, we're not taking care of the planet as much.
Right.
But on the other hand, everything you're saying, I agree with. I mean, if I want to know what the weather is going to be like this weekend, I'm looking at a weather app. You know, I'm not like going outside and smelling and getting a feel. Like, somebody told me recently, like, before it rains, the leaves on trees turn over.
Yeah. Isn't that
Really?
interesting?
Like,
Well, you can smell it. I grew up on a farm in Ohio, so you can smell when the rain's coming. You know what I mean?
but when
Yeah.
was the last time we did that? We just look at our weather app
Oh, you're
and
right. You're absolutely
that.
right.
So I totally agree with you. I totally agree
That's my
that.
biggest mission, Michelle, is to teach people to connect to the source energy, to connect to the earth energies, which we've lost that connection, and to their guardian angel because it's just so important. What else did I want to ask you that was, what's coming up for you? What do you got coming up? I mean, you're always busy. You're always sending me all these, you represent all these cool people. I mean, what do you have in the works right now? What's going on?
Oh, we have quite a few things. We have a couple TV series that we're working on.
Okay.
One would actually be with me, a remote viewing series. And then the other is one of my clients is a researcher in the Knights of the Templar.
Oh,
And
wow.
we're going to be filming, she's going to be traveling to Portugal and Brazil and all over. And we're going to be filming her series. So I think that's kind of the big things coming down the line.
Wow, you have a lot. And you teach classes. I want to promote you. You do teach these classes. You have a really cool website. It is butterflyeffectcenter.com. And I checked it out. And you guys, if you want to take her classes, you have classes on remote viewing. You also have classes on, help me out here. I know I wrote it somewhere, but.
Med apps, some remote healing, and then there's another kind of remote viewing that we do that I didn't bring up, which is on binary targets. So people like to, if they want to like use cryptocurrency, or they want to wager on sporting events, which is fun, or the stock market. We get hired by a lot of
Really?
CEOs and stuff like that want our input on which stocks they should buy and stuff like that. So there's a kind of remote viewing for that too. What I'm looking to do is I get emails all the time, people asking for help, and my goal is to put together a team of remote viewers. And a lot of times we get paid. I mean, it's like mama needs a new pair of shoes money. It's not career money, but still, mama does need a new pair of shoes every other week.
I love it.
But, we have so many, true crime, missing things. I sort of mentioned a little bit that a professor from a university was doing research on antiquities, and there was a gap in his research, and he paid us to do a session on this gap of information that he was looking for, which put him on a whole different trajectory in his studies.
Isn't
So,
that crazy? That is just crazy. Now, through all of this, I just wonder who has been like the most fascinating person that you've met in all your travels, Michelle, because you've met so many cool
gosh,
people. I mean, is it
I feel like I
Arbel
should.
or was it, you know?
I think, like, who has struck me? Like, it's interesting. It's not somebody that you would think of, but are you familiar with Dr. Bruce Lipton?
I know who he is.
He's incredible to me. And even Alexander, who had a near-death experience, he was a neurosurgeon. Do
Right?
you
I
know
read the book. Yeah, I read his book.
Kevin?
Yeah.
I love the science.
Yeah,
I
I'd like
like
to interview him.
the
That would be cool. That would be cool. Yeah.
yeah, even Alexander. I might be able to arrange something.
Oh, you're, I love it. I love it. She's
I
great.
got the little link in there.
Well, yeah, I mean, just meeting these people and just being around them and the energy, I would
I
imagine.
should have a PhD in all things weird.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I have to thank you for coming on. You've taught us quite a bit. You've taught me a lot because I was all like kind of I don't know about this remote viewing, and you've really explained a lot, and so thank you for that. You guys, before we get out of here today, I have to promote myself. I have to promote my angel class. So the first two angel classes are up. The first one is connecting with source, with the divine energy, and connecting with the earth energies, and some about the signs that the angels give us. And the second class is spiritual law. So the third class will be coming up soon, and that's going to be how to connect with your own guardian angel. So that's going to be a good one. Also, pick up my book, Wake Up, The Universe is Speaking to You. This is at Barnes and Noble. You guys, they just relaunched, and this is on Amazon. Check it out if you're just getting into this stuff. Also, my new book will be out soon, and it is a guide to angel connections. So look for that. We'll be doing pre-sales here pretty quick. So thanks again, Michelle, for coming on the show. I hope everybody has a fabulous week, and God bless.